You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy show at Mix 100. It's No Filter Friday. We have, let's see, Liz, Kate, Meg, Ryan, and Lisa standing by. Those are the order they came in, so those are the order we will take them. Liz, you're up first. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
So morning. Glad that you called on a No Filter Friday. What's going on in your world?
I have a doozy of a story.
Well, we'll see about that, won't we?
We'll be the judge.
Yeah, tell us it.
All right. I'll start at the beginning then.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. How long does it take to tell this story?
Yeah, can you be quick?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Proceed. Well, listen, we have to ask because there are some people who start stories on this show, and like 7 minutes later, yeah. Jeremy and I are still waiting.
We don't want you to be like, so I was 7 years old, and no.
I was wearing my favorite blue shirt.
45 minutes later, we're like, oh, boy.
Okay, so you're up. Ready, go.
Okay, well, my stepfather passed away a couple of years ago. And he left no money, no life insurance, no nothing. It was quite unexpected. And my mom was left all alone with two teenage boys because I'm her adult child. And there was this car that my stepfather left. It wasn't running at the time that he died. It was the only car that they had. They had to go out and buy a new car. Everything is crazy. And it was a Jeep Cherokee. And my husband and I spent weekends and weekends and weekends after he passed away putting thousands of dollars into this car to try and make it work because my brother, who was 17 at the time, was going to start driving soon and he needed to work in order to help pull money in.
So what happened?
Finally, after a year of working on this car, we got it running. And it was great. And everything was perfect. My brother started working full time and everything else. And last night it got stolen.
Oh, are you serious?
No! Yep, we finally got it running after a work of year of working on it.
Thousands of dollars, and now it's gone.
Oh, my God.
How did that happen?
I didn't know where the story was going, but I didn't expect it to go there.
I know. This took a twist.
Yeah.
So where was it? Where are you at? Where did it get stolen from? Give me details.
Wheat Ridge. It got stolen right in front of the house. All the doors were locked. The one thing that we didn't fix on the car was the glitch in the alarm system.
The one thing.
So I was just reading a story just in the last couple of days about the epidemic of car thefts in the Denver area.
It's
they say
massive.
They've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
That more cars are being stolen right now, I guess, than in history. And Liz, you became one of the statistics.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just lucky that way. I'm up early enough to hang out with you guys because I had to get up at dark 100 in order to go drive 30 minutes south to pick my brother up to drive 30 minutes more south.
Well, gosh,
listen,
this sucks.
We feel for you. Thank you for sharing your story, and we hope that they get this car back soon and that's
Good luck with that. You did file a police report, I would imagine. And
oh, of course.
Did they give you the odds of finding it?
A million to one, probably.
Slim to none, I would imagine.
That's what I was thinking, but I didn't want to say it. But if the police said it,
they've already said it for you, buddy. All right, Lizzie. Yeah. Well, good luck.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. That was a weird way to start this. That's a downer story.
I know.
That's a bummer.
It was, but at the same time, it's really timely.
It's eye-opening. Yeah, get yourself a club. Get the club.
So many cars being stolen right now.
I don't know
what's going on. Hello, Kate. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, boys?
Really good.
Couldn't be better. It's a fun Friday. What do you got for us? Anything on your mind today?
Yeah. So a couple of weeks ago, I heard you guys talk about the banana prank you pulled where you had people send you bananas in the mail without any kind of postage. And it reminded me of growing up, listening to Opie and Anthony and the shenanigans they used to pull. So I was wondering if there's anyone kind of from that era, maybe Howard Stern, ONA, that you guys either really liked or maybe did not like, because I'm sure you ran into each other at some point.
Oh, yeah, Howard Stern and, man, we used to hang out all the time. Boy, is this what you called? You just called in to reel a bunch of different radio stations off? Different radio personalities off?
What people are like in person.
No, I don't think funny. We either one of us have met Opie or Anthony or Howard Stern, huh?
No, but
Dom's met a lot of people.
I will
in the
tell you, I just want to go back real quickly and correct you. The banana story that I did, it wasn't without postage. You had to have postage, but you couldn't put it in a package.
You had to just mail
the banana with stamps on it.
The shtick was you can mail anything through the mail.
Yeah.
And that was
and the
Dom
Denver
wanted bananas.
Postmaster General got on the phone with me and said, please don't do that again. So. The radio people I've met do not include those names, and they would be names that you wouldn't know. But I will say that I got to do a Zoom call with one of the disc jockeys many years ago when I was like 15 years old listening to him. I tracked him down, and he was kind enough to do a Zoom call with me. And I'm not going to lie, it made my whole year. Just being able to ask him questions about those glory days of radio. His name was Christopher Hayes, and he lives in the St. Louis area now. But no, we don't hang out with Howard Stern. Howard, though.
Yeah, he's fun.
I know he's a polarizing figure, and some people can't stand him, and some love him. But for me, it's just that he's one of the greatest interviewers of all time.
He is fantastic, isn't he?
He can get anything out of anybody, and I love that about him. So...
there you go. We listen to a lot of podcasts. We're into podcasts and stuff. So, sorry, Kate.
A problem at all. Thanks so much.
See you later.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate you being on the show. Wait a minute. I said we got to go in order. So that's Meg. Hello, Meg. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're good, Meg. How are
you? Couldn't be better. What do you got for us?
You got a big weekend
going on this weekend?
I do. I'm getting together with my brother's 5 daughters, and we are doing some obvious choreography for his birthday.
Some choreography?
Obvious.
What's obvious choreography?
What does that mean?
So obvious choreography is when you try and act out the word in a very literal way. So you're not allowed to dance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the word is soul, you point to the bottom of your foot, that type of choreography.
It's like charades.
Yeah, kind of like charades to a dance.
And to a dance. It's dancing charades.
To music, I guess.
This sounds horrible.
Yes. It is ridiculous, and I invented it with my nieces a long time ago.
If you did that for my birthday, I would leave.
Well, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll be sure.
Please don't do that at my birthday.
Seems like it would be difficult because there's so many words flying out so fast. How could you keep up and do all of the pantomiming of it? If
it is very hard, and that's where it becomes impressive because you're, you know, having to move pretty quickly.
Hmm. Well, that's different.
Let's talk about did you say this is your brother with his daughters, or who is it?
Yeah, my brother. He's turning 60 next weekend, and so we're creating.
So is this like a surprise or something he requested?
No, it'll be a surprise. He was surprised the first time he walked into his kitchen and saw me and his youngest kids, you know, dancing around, acting out a
song.
Doing
some sort of contortions.
Yeah, he's probably like, what's wrong with you?
5 daughters. Wow.
He started laughing. Yeah, 5 daughters, oldest 33, youngest 15.
Wow, that's a spread.
Wow.
A spread. So, but and we're doing that Seagull Stop It Now, the bad lip reading song. So it's really ridiculous.
That sounds like it, Meg.
Okay. Well, thank you for teaching us about what did you call this dance again? What is it?
Obvious choreography.
Thank you for teaching us and our listeners about it, okay?
Right. I couldn't have you guys just staring at each other. That's a sad.
Yeah, please don't do that. Do you have a question for us on anything?
No, I was curious about actually where you guys spend your time on the weekends.
Well, I was just bragging to Josh, our producer, that I'm having to drag out the charcuterie board this weekend for some friends coming over.
Ooh.
cubed cheese. Cubed cheeses in my future.
I thought you were the one who said charcuterie boards were stupid.
I can't stand them. They're so pretentious, but...
Why are you doing it then?
Nah, Knick Knack likes them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Once it's there in front of me with the little mini pickles and some olives and pepperoni, I'll be fine. I'm going to be fine.
Here's the thing. Charcuterie is fine. It just doesn't... It seems pretentious to me when it's at your home. If you go to a restaurant and they bring it out, it seems to fit. But at a house...
It's super pretentious. They're like, let's eat food off a giant block of wood. Ugh, yeah. Snobby. Did you see the latest one, though, Meg, that all the guys are doing? It's called the Snackle Box. And
what's
you take
that?
A big tackle box that you would take fishing with all the little mini compartments for all your hooks and lures and bobbers, and you fill it with various meats and cheeses and snacks and corn nuts and peanuts and pretzels. It's the Snackle Box.
I love that.
Oh, my God.
Idea.
I see that. I just Googled it. Oh, my goodness. That's
yeah,
just brilliant.
Give your brother that for his birthday. That's
there
what he wants,
go.
A Snackle Box.
Yeah.
I'll work
Meg,
on it.
Meg, you are charming and delightful. Thank you for being on the show, okay?
Bye, Meg.
Yeah, thank you, boys.
Bye-bye.
The Snackle Box.
Snackle Box, Dom.
Oh, my God. We got two left, Ryan and Lisa. Ryan, you ever heard of the Snackle Box before?
I can't say I have.
No. Mm.
But it sounds good, doesn't
it? Get on it, bud. Get on
it. Get excited,
it.
Ryan.
I want one now.
Why'd you call us, Ryan?
What's on your mind?
Well, I mean, I just called for fun, and I wasn't actually expecting y'all to pick up, but it happened, and so, I don't know. But I thought of something that happened last weekend.
Yeah?
It was very exciting for me, but I went to the National Association of Teachers for Singing competition.
National Association of Teachers for Singing. So NATS.
Yes, NATS. And
okay.
I got... First place in classical singing and second place in theatrical.
Look at you, braggy pants.
What'd you get for that? Do you get a little trophy? Do you get a medal? What do you get?
Gift card?
Not much else.
Just mad respect?
You know what we're going to ask. Jeremy knows what we're going to ask. Since you're a big bragger about how great you sing, you're going to have to sing for us right now.
I hope your pipes are warmed up. Yeah, what are you going to sing for us?
I don't know, man. My phone speaker ain't that great. I mean, I'll do it.
You made this up, didn't you?
Just hold the phone and break it.
I don't believe
it. 10 seconds of something. 10 seconds of something.
I feel like you made this all up, Don.
We want to be able to decide whether you should have received the little award or not.
Come on.
10 seconds, your choice. Ready, go.
All righty.
Caro mio ben, credi mia me. Senza di te languisce il cuore.
Beautiful.
It's so.
Let's do a round of applause.
It's all right.
Ryan, I think you definitely deserve the
award. I feel like you and I could do that.
Was that the classical or was that the theatrical?
Classical.
Very good.
That's all right.
Ryan, you're a good man. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 16.
16. All right, hold on.
What? He sounds like he's 40.
His voice is deeper.
It's so deep
than mine has ever been my entire life.
It's
like Barry White's on the phone. Oh, that's hilarious.
That's
gotta be 18 to be on the air.
You snuck past us.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Lisa, what'd you think of his song?
It was great. I can't believe he's that young.
I know. It was a little annoying, but it was fine.
What? No, I liked what he did.
You like that? That kind of song's kind of annoying
nice
me.
Nice little change of pace.
It just kind of goes on and on and on.
If it's this Bastille song that we're supposed to play next, or Ryan, I'll take Ryan.
Lisa,
we're so glad you called. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've wanted to tell this story to you guys for a long, long time, and today's my husband's birthday, and it's about him, so I figured today was a great day to call.
Okay.
All right, what's his name?
Let's do it.
His name's Chris.
Chris.
All right.
Birthday boy Chris.
What's Chris's story, Lisa?
Well, he used to be in construction a long time ago. And if you've ever been in construction, you know, bathrooms are not like the easiest to find. So he stopped into a Barnes and Noble. And while he was going to the bathroom, when he went to go wipe, the toilet seat slipped and got a little something caught in there. And it's like the best story.
Oh, God.
He calls me and he's like telling me this story. And he's like, when I came to, I'm like, when you came to,
he passed out?
Yes. He passed out in a Barnes and Noble bathroom.
Because he pinched his pee-pee ding ding?
Yes.
He passed out?
Yes. The best part is like, you know, afterwards he's like kind of like, moaning a little bit. And the guy in the stall next to him is like, hey, buddy, you okay?
He sounded like that guy that was singing a few minutes ago, probably. My pee-pee.
Right. Yeah.
I just really want to point out, Lisa, that it has never failed to amuse me how much women love and laugh at stories of guys who
hurting
get that particular
right?
piece of anatomy damaged or hurt. You just can't
right.
laugh enough, can you?
I'm still trying to figure out how this happened.
I can't either, but
well,
I don't think...
the toilet seat is too loose. Between, like, the toilet seat and the rim, like, it slipped.
So it's that middle and then... seat, and it slipped, so he somehow slid under it.
Okay, right,
yes.
right.
Okay. Oh.
So did he have to get bandaged or anything like that, or...
put ice on it?
Yeah.
No, it did form like a little blood blister, so he's like, there was some blood, but it's like it was fine. But yeah,
that's good.
It was just a funny story.
No long term damage.
It's funny too. No.
He's still
damage.
Able to function and everything.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's good.
Right. He's never that good at functioning anyway, though, was he?
Well, come on, it's his birthday.
It's his birthday, and you just shared to the entire world about his crushed pee-pee ding-ding.
Yeah, you loved it. You couldn't get enough of that story. But I'll tell you what. I will give Chris the two-word birthday song for him. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Happy birthday.
Crushed your penis.
Lisa, thanks for being on the show, okay?
Bye, Lisa.
Thanks for sharing.
Oh, my God. This was the very, very odd
so
No
strange.
Filter Friday.
So strange. That's all right.
And I wouldn't have it any other way.
I dug it.